Good morning to all. Astronaut James Irwin, as a member of the Apollo 15 crew, is one of only 12 men who have had the opportunity to walk on the moon. In 1971, as he stood upon the lunar landscape, he looked up at planet Earth and he prayed. He thought about the strife among nations, about war, all the poverty, the hunger. He thought about the widespread evil on the earth. And he thought to himself, what is more important than man walking on the moon is that God should walk on the earth. Friends, this is the desire, this is the hope we all express when we pray, Thy kingdom come. When we pray, Thy kingdom come, we are hoping for a better world tomorrow. A better world to come. Therefore, Thy kingdom come is an extremely comforting prayer. Friends, the world we live in today is chaotic, it is unpredictable, and it is harsh. But we can take heart that we belong to a wonderful kingdom that will overcome the world. When we realize that God actually has things in control, when we realize that life truly does have a purpose, when we realize that there is a kingdom apart from our secular culture, we can all then breathe a collective sigh of relief. In Isaiah, we are assured that in the future, quote, the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. When this kingdom comes in its fullness, this world will be freed from all suffering and sorrow. And brethren, let there be no doubt, when we pray, Thy kingdom come, it is not only a comforting and hopeful prayer, it is a realistic prayer. You know, many people in the world today view the idea of faith and prayer as some sort of emotional escape from reality. In fact, one of the founders of communism, Karl Marx, famously or infamously called religion the, quote, opiate of the masses, some sort of escape from reality drug. But friends, when we as Christians pray, it is not to escape reality. When we pray, we are praying to find reality. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this world is but a shadow of the reality that awaits us in God's eternal kingdom. Brethren, let me leave you with this. Faith is not a leap into the dark. Rather, faith is a leap into the light. And to pray Thy kingdom come is to pray for divine reality to come to fruition, to come to completion, just as it was meant to be. Amen.